You see, God is in control of my life as He is in control of your life. I wonder what you're facing today that God has allowed permission for Satan and his demons to harass you, because God has to work for your life. Maybe God is trying to build character in your life, and it's all by permission.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Raul has learned that on his own, he has a hard time withstanding Satan's attacks. But over the years, he's discovered how to find victory in the truth of God's Word and the authority of Jesus' name. For a free DVD of Raul's full testimony, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. Well, today's lesson from Raul continues our faith series with a foundational look at spiritual warfare. As we explore the fall of Satan and his demons, we'll find assurance that ultimately our enemy's power has its limits and he must always operate under God's absolute authority. We hope you'll stay with us for encouragement to fill your mind and heart with God's truth so that you can stand strong against anything that Satan may use to attack you. Here's Raul Reese now in Job chapter 1 with the lesson, Satan and His Army.
The Lord kind of spoke to my heart because there are so many people that do not understand demonology or demons or Satan himself. And so this morning what we want to do is I want to take you in a study in the book of Job chapter 1 beginning with verse 6 on Satan and his army. And the most important thing this morning is there's a lot of mystics that do not believe in a literal Satan and demonology or demons. Yet the Bible talks about the origin of Satan and his demons. And the Bible also goes a little bit further to let us know that there are demons today that are incarcerated in Tarsus, in this place that are in chains, that if they were to be let loose, they would probably kill every human being in the world. They're so fierce that God has them in chains, in darkness. But the Bible also tells us that in the last days, there is going to be an increase in demonology. And surely we have seen it, even in America, because overseas you see it so much. But there was a man in the Bible by the name of Job that was a spiritual man. He actually lived in the time of Abraham, and he was the spiritual leader of his home over his children, his sons and his daughters, and God had blessed him tremendously financially. He had a beautiful home. He had a lot of money, a lot of success. And at the same time, Job would get up every single morning and he would pray for his children as the spiritual leader of his home. And one of the things that I want to share with you this morning as we look at this great story is that Satan will be coming after your family. I guarantee it. One of the things about Satan is he doesn't go after people that are just carnal. He knows that they entertain themselves. Satan is really upset in all of these demons. And they go after people that are really committed to God. Not those that are carnal. Satan doesn't even worry about them because they're entertaining themselves and destroying themselves. And yet among the spirit world, because this is a physical world and there is a spiritual world, that even though as we're sitting here this morning and we're talking and teaching the Word of God, there are in this room probably good angels as there are evil angels. Like in the book of Daniel chapter 10. And what are they doing here? Well, not only are they listening, but most important, they're fighting for people's souls. souls that Satan wants to rob and to steal and to kill and take some of you to hell. And yet, when God came to Job, Job was so dedicated in his life to the Lord that we read in Job chapter 1, beginning with verse 5, listen to what it says. He says, "So it was that when the days of feasting had run their course, that Job would send and sanctify their children. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of his children, of his sons, in case they had sinned and had cursed God in any way in their hearts." So thus Job did this regularly. This is before the Exodus experience, before the law was given. The sacrifice of consecration for my children. Not only that Job loved the Lord his God with all his heart and all his might, but he loved his children, and he took time out of his busy schedule first thing in the morning to take care of his family needs. I wonder if you men here today are doing that. God has set you over your home to be the spiritual leader of your home, to lead your children to heaven. And your wives to heaven. And to me, it's amazing that a lot of times when Satan attacks the family or he attacks individual persons, if you're a child of God and you're doing what's right in the eyes of the Lord, listen, when those attacks come and the oppression and depression, it is by permission from God. God will never give you more than you cannot handle. He always has a way of escape for us. Always. Listen to what it says in verse 6 in our lesson this morning. "And now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord." Now, here is a situation where Satan now has been cast out of heaven. And one third of the angels went with him when he rebelled against God. And we'll read that in a moment. But the term sons of God in the New Testament is in reference to who? To believers, those that have been born again of the Holy Spirit in the church. In the Old Testament, the sons of God is in reference not to believers, but to angelic beings, angels. And here we see that Satan has to check in before the Lord every day. And his demons. The Bible tells us that Satan daily goes to the throne of God. And what does he do? He's the accuser of the brethren. He accuses us day and night before the throne of God. Listen to what he says. "And Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, 'Satan, from where are you coming from?'" Where you been? It's not that God doesn't know where he's been or he lost track of Satan. No, he wants Satan to answer where he's been. Accountability. Where you been? And he said, "What? I've been cruising up and down." What are you doing cruising up and down? Well, we don't have the whole story, but I'll tell you a little bit about it. "I've been checking out this guy that you love so much and you protect him all the time. His name is Job." Watch this. Verse 8. "And the Lord said to Satan, 'Satan, have you ever considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on all the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and hates evil?'" Does that describe your character this morning? Blameless, upright, hating evil. That should be our character. As fathers, as grandfathers, as men of God. What is Satan doing in your life? Checking you out. What's he checking? To see where he can find your weaknesses. "And God said to him, 'Have you been studying and strategizing my servant Job?'" God already knew that Satan was checking him out. Listen to what Satan said. verse 9. And so Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Hey, God, you think? What's he doing? Accusing now. Do you think that Job serves you for nothing? Hey, listen, he has a great interest in you because you always bless him. That's why he serves you. That's why he goes to church. That's why he reads his Bible. But I'll tell you what. Get to his pocketbook. Get to his children. Get to his flocks. And he will curse you to your face. Look what it says. Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. That's why he's serving you. But now, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. You see? Hey, when do people clench their fist and curse God? When someone dies? When we're bitter? Listen, be careful. Why? Because here Satan is making the request and God is allowing it. Why? Because God is in control, not Satan. What do you mean? God is going to try the character of Job to see what he's made out of. Why? Because he wants to bless Job even greater. Look what he says. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power, Satan. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out immediately out of the presence. He didn't waste any time. What did God say? God said this. You can do whatever you want except one thing. His life belongs to me. I like that. He can do nothing to me unless by permission. That makes me feel good. Especially because I'm a believer. That God will never take me to the place where I have to be going insane. But God always makes a way of escape. No matter what it is. Well, let me tell you the rest of the story. Satan didn't waste any time. You know what he did? He went and he killed all of his sons and all of his daughters. Killed them all. The houses collapsed. Killed them all. Killed all of his slaves. They stole all his camels. They stole all his oxen. Everything. One servant would come and say, tragedy. Another one would come. Tragedy. Another one would come. Tragedy. And the last one said, this is it. Job, tragedy. What was Job's attitude in all this? Let's read it. In chapter 1 of Job, right at the end of the chapter. Listen. And then he said, naked I came into my mother's womb. Naked I will return there. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed is the name of the Lord. And in all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. His wife came to Job in the next chapter and said, Job, why don't you go ahead? Because what happened in the next chapter is that when Satan destroyed his family, then he came back to God and said, hey, why don't you allow me now to get to the person of Job? And God said, go ahead, but you can't touch his life. What did he do? He brought boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. He couldn't sit. He couldn't lie down. He couldn't walk. He couldn't do any in massive pain. And his wife said to Job, Job, why don't you damn God? And Job said, shut up, woman. That's what he said. He said, you're wrong. How can we have blessing and not endure what God sends to us? He wouldn't do it. He would not do it. He would never do it. You see, God is in control of my life as he is in control of your life. I wonder what you're facing today that God has allowed permission for Satan and his demons to harass you. Because God has to work for your life. Maybe God is trying to build character in your life. And it's all by permission. And yet when we look at the work of Satan and we look at the origin of Satan, because skeptics make a declaration and they say that really Satan and all his demons is just Greek mythology. It's just a myth. There is no devil and there are no demons. Wrong. There are. We say, well, how do you know? Because the Bible tells us there are demons. And even Jesus himself taught us that. You see, the Bible is the authority and the Word of God. And the Bible teaches about the existence of demons and Satan. And Satan was a created, what? A created angel by God and all of his demons. And they rebel against God. Jesus taught that there was a definite enemy named Satan and that he ruled over his kingdom and all of his beings, you see. But God oversees it. Satan right now is waiting for the great day when he's going to be cast into the bottomless pit and chained up and then let out one more time. And then eventually he and all of his demons will be sent into the lake of fire forever. He knows he's running out of time. Even Jesus himself, speaking of truth, when he was speaking to Pilate, Jesus said this, "For this cause I was born, for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears what I say." Here's my voice. And who hears his voice? Only those that are born again of the Holy Spirit. We have to stand on truth. We must believe what Jesus said about truth. But there are demons that are locked up in chains in the book of 2 Peter. He tells you in the book of Jude. Locked up for the last days that are going to be let loose. Listen to what Isaiah the prophet said in chapter 14 verse 12. He said, "How are you fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God," which are the angels. "I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farther side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the Shekinah glory of God, the clouds. And I will be like the Most High God, yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to hell, and to the lowest depths of the pit." Now, is Satan in hell today? No. His demons? No. They're roaming the earth. In Revelation chapter 12, 3 and 4, it says, "Another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great fiery red dragon having 7 heads, 10 horns, 7 diadems on his head. And his tail drew a third of the stars," or the angels of heaven, "and threw them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth and to devour her child as soon as it was born," in reference to the birth of Jesus Christ when Herod tried to kill all the infants. Saints always try to kill the line of the Messiah from the beginning of time. You see? Now, when Satan was cast out of heaven, Satan still goes every day to heaven, to the throne of God, and he's the accuser of the brethren. Day and night he accuses you, and he accuses me. And yet, Jesus spoke of the devil and his angels in Matthew 25, 41. He said, "Then he will also say unto those on his left hand, Depart from me, you cursed," notice, "into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." Nowhere does the Bible teach that demons are the spirits of wicked dead returning to the earth. And yet Jesus in Matthew 12, 45 said, he's talking about a person that is demon possessed. And the disciples prayed for him, but they couldn't do anything about it. And so they said, "Hey, Lord, how come the demon didn't come out?" And then Jesus explained to them and said, "Because there are some demons that will not come out. They're so wicked and so evil that they only come out by prayer and fasting. And when they come out, the person has to be prayed for and the baptism of the Holy Spirit has to be over their life. Because when that demon comes out, what does he do? He looks for a body to possess, human or animal." Yeah. Human or animal. And Jesus said, And if he can't find a body to possess, he always comes back to check his old house. And if his old house is not cleaned up, then he brings with him seven worse demons than the first. And that person's position and problem is worse than he was before. You say, read it to me. Okay. Matthew 12:45. Let me read it to you. Then the demon goes out and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. So shall it also be with this wicked generation. You see? It happens. As a matter of fact, the word evil, according to the Greek lexicon, it carries the meaning of base, worthless, vicious, and degenerate. That's the kind of demons that are seducing people all the time. With pornography, lust, all these things that are destroying families today and destroying your marriage and literally destroying your sexual relationship with your wife because you're fantasizing in something that is not true. Pretty heavy. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, Satan. Satan and all his evil ones. In Matthew 13:19, talking about the sower and the seed, Jesus is the one that throws out the word. The word of God goes into people's hearts. And in verse 19, he says, when anyone hears the word of God and the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives the seed by the wayside. People that are sitting here this morning for the first time, if you don't understand, then when you leave here, Satan will be waiting to rob the word of God out of your heart so you're not converted and you don't come to the truth. You see? He's come to rob and steal and kill. But if you understand it, then you have to make a decision to receive Christ or to reject Christ. Because you either serve Christ or you serve the devil. There's no middle ground here.
Well, it's good to realize that when we're under spiritual attack, God has equipped us to fight back with the truth of His Word and the power of prayer. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. You can get a copy of today's message, Satan and His Army, by sending a donation of $5 or more. Just call 800-634-9165. Now, before Raul returns with a final comment, we'd like to offer you a helpful resource titled Men of Faith. It's a 9-message audio pack that provides inspiration and wisdom from biblical faith heroes like Noah and Enoch, who learned to walk in step with God when the rest of the world was walking away. This study also zeroes in on God's specific plans for Christian men who desire to be spiritual leaders, both in their homes and in their unique spheres of influence. Contact us to order Rawls' 9-CD series titled Men of Faith. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 and we'll send you this resource for a gift of $24 or more. To order by writing us, the mailing address is Somebody Loves You Radio, Post Office Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. For additional guidance and encouragement, we invite you to access all of our free Somebody Loves You resources. Be sure to join Rawl for his weekly YouTube program every Tuesday at noon West Coast time. Straight Talk uses a Q&A format to evaluate current world issues through the lens of the Bible, and it's free for all of Rawl's YouTube subscribers. Now, for more biblical teaching from Rawl, you can download any Somebody Loves You radio program as a podcast through Spotify and iTunes. And you can also download our free app to your iPhone or Android. And if you haven't already, we'd love to have you friend us on Facebook and like us on Instagram. Well, as we continually look for new ways to help you experience God's hope and peace through the message of His Word, your feedback is very helpful. And we'd also love to come alongside you and pray with you on any specific needs that you have in your life. This radio outreach is made possible through the regular prayers and financial support of our listeners. Your tax-deductible donations allow us to continue spreading the hope of salvation through Jesus Christ to a lost and hurting world. Thanks so much for your partnership. Next time on Somebody Loves You Radio, we'll discover more of what it looks like to walk through this life in step with our loving, mighty God. Now, here's Raul once again with a closing comment.
And what is Satan doing this morning? Hey, listen, he's checking everybody out in here, considering why, because we're learning about, I'm informing you about him. I'm telling you, you're not ignorant anymore. And now that he knows that, you don't think he's going to attack? He's going to attack double time. He wants to stop his pastors. He wants to stop those that are informing people about Satan. But you know what? I don't fear him. I fear God. Because I am protected by God. And the light is always greater than the darkness. And Satan already has lost every battle. And Satan is on his way to the lake of fire. And all of his demons. So we must stand on the truth. And Jesus said, I am the truth and the life. That's what he said.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.